Senator, you told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee this week that you first became interested in China and in public service when you were a college student hitchhiking around the world, that you had an epiphany on that trip, that public service was something you wanted to do. Tell me a little bit more about that epiphany.
I put a knapsack on my back, got a little handbag, and stuck my thumb out and started hitchhiking around the world for a year. Started out in France and around Europe and Africa and Asia and so forth. When I was then Belgian Congo, it just hit me. It was an epiphany. It just hit me that the world's getting smaller, natural resources are diminishing. Somehow we got to get along better in this world together if we're going to resolve our differences and work things out. Maybe if I had something to do with all that, at least my life might be a little better. Maybe somebody else's life might be a little bit better. Then I went to work after law school for a few years, and at that time I was working in D.C. I thought, well, I think I'll go over and watch the Senate proceedings a little bit. And then I thought, well, I'll go talk to Mike Mansfield, because my family's always spoke well of Mike. We talked a bit, saw him a couple of three times, and asked, what does he think about my getting to public service? By this time, I was thinking, yeah, this is something I think I might want to do. He strongly urged me to try my hand at public service, gave me some advice, you know, what to do, where to go, who to see, and so forth. So I thought that made sense, and add it all together, and I decided, yep, that's what I want to do. And really, that trip around the world, and all the experiences I had, all the countries I visited, seeing some common themes throughout in all the countries, realizing that no country has a monopoly, really, on culture, virtue, or religion. We're all in this world together. We got to work together. And I wanted to just pursue an objective. I wanted my calling to be something where I'm helping solve people's problems and working things out, because I felt that was the right thing to do. I feel extremely lucky that I had that opportunity to take that trip. And I shudder to think what would have happened had I not. I am sitting here at this moment in this place because of that trip. That framed me. That is the most determinative year of my life. It set the course for so much that followed. And I'm so glad, so lucky, I was able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Senator, both you and I think Senator Mansfield, who I didn't know personally, I heard him speak a few times, but I think you both are what people would describe as introverts in an extrovert occupation. Most politicians love the glad handing and the limelight that comes with it, but that's not your favorite part of the job, is it?
No, there's something to that, frankly. The part I like is interacting with a person and his or her issue or problem, trying to help solve it. The part that's more notorious or glamorous or public is a part that means much less to me. An example is the Affordable Care Act, when that passed. And man, oh man, there are a lot of people who are not too wild about that statute. I love sitting down with groups of people, say Montana small business people, did it many times, maybe 20, 25, 30, 40 people, for a couple hours, stand up and explain what's going on, take all questions, answer all questions honestly, candidly, forthrightly, and because that's my goal, is to help understand the act is, and to take back some concerns that people have. Just, again, the main point is let's figure this out.
The Affordable Care Act will be one of the signature pieces of legislation right. You'll be remembered for. It will be part of your legacy, right. For good or ill.
Correct. Right. It will.
History will judge it in a certain right. way. You've been as critical as many others about some aspects of the act and certainly the rollout right. of it. What do you see 10 years from now people are going to be saying about that legislation? What do you hope and what do you expect?
Yeah, that's a good question. I believe strongly in the act. I worked very hard for its passage. I spent close to 3 years on the Affordable Care Act, a couple of years in preparation. November 2008, we put together my office's white paper on health care. It was really the foundation from which all legislative efforts here were built on. We had to pass that legislation. Conditions in America would be much worse today had that act not passed. Healthcare costs would be rising at a much faster rate had we not passed it. Insurance industry would not be reformed had we not passed that statute. People with pre-existing conditions would not get coverage had we not passed that act. There are a whole host of reasons why it's necessary in America. We're the only country not to have a health care system, that be passed. It is not perfect. It needs to be improved upon, no question. Any major effort like that, by definition, will have to be improved in the next couple, 3 years. Now, my criticism was based more on the implementation, that is, before the exchanges were set up. I could tell by asking a lot of administration officials that they were not doing what they should have been doing. They hadn't kept their eye on the ball here. And when the exchange date rollout came along, they were not going to be ready. I knew that, and I could tell that. And I many, many times privately said, you got to be doing this, you got to be doing that. And they weren't doing anything. And so finally, publicly, just out of exasperation, I just said, yeah, hey, we got to fix this. What will happen 10 years from now? Who knows? But it could well be, it'll be somewhat similar to Medicare and Social Security. Two statutes that were very strongly opposed at first. And then after we became accustomed to the two statutes, both Social Security and Medicare, and we improved upon them and built upon them, that's made them better, that now they're basically accepted as a necessary, almost necessary part of our life. I'm reminded, when I was a member of the House, me innocently, sophomorically, said to Mike Mansfield, says, you know, Mike, if you do what's right, the people will eventually reward you. And he looked at me, a little twinkle in his eye, a little grin. He says, yup, but sometimes it takes a long time. and this might be that.
Senator, over the years, progressives have sometimes felt betrayed by you. Conservatives have attacked you as being too liberal. Reporters have labeled you as a moderate or as someone who shifts with the political winds. Any of them right?
My goal is to do what I think is right. I'm not going to get too concerned about labels. I really don't. Right, left, up, down, you know. I just try to do the best I can with what I've got. That's all one can do in life, is do the best you can with what you've got. I love our state. I'm so privileged to be representing Montana. This is a problem. I often say, with apologies to Texans, we in Montana are more proud of Montana than Texans are of Texas. We're just not so loud about it. And I think that summarizes us as Montanans. I feel very, very lucky. That's part of my blood and my background. So I just work with my base. My base is Montana. I remember the ranch and working state, the work days I have at home, just being with people and hiking, fishing, that's me. And just keep that foundation, just keep rooted in Montana in a very basic way like that, then just do the best you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a few months ago that you were standing in front of the family home in Helena and talking about how you were so anticipating coming home to Montana and enjoying all those things, and now here you are headed off to Beijing. Tough decision it must have been.
Well, it was. Sometime ago I decided I was not going to run again. That was probably the most difficult professional decision in my life, not to run again for the United States Senate. I don't presumptuously say that Montanans would have reelected me, but it was a tough decision not to run again. And then a few weeks, Mel and I are, hey, we're coming home. We're going to build a house and be able to go hike and enjoy the outdoors and skiing and so forth. But knew I'd wanted to work, do something. I wasn't sure what it was going to be. But I just wanted a whole new chapter in my life, something that would be as adventurous, as exciting, as engaging as my work representing our state in the Senate. Then lo and behold, this opportunity came along. I learned that the China ambassador is coming back. I've had an interest in China for many, many years. And Vice President Biden suggested the opportunity to me, and I thought, well, gee, yeah, that'd be exciting. That's new. It means I can't go home and go hiking as much as Mel and I like to. But it's a new adventure. Let's go for it.
In 2003, Senator, you supported the war in Iraq. And in 2006, your beloved nephew, Philip, was killed in that war. And not long after that, you said the war was a mistake. There's an old canard that if everyone in Congress had a close family member in the military that could be sent to war, that maybe they'd be less likely to vote for the war.
It was a mistake. It was a mistake. I'll never forget my brother called me about Philip. It was really tough.
These last few days must be tough to be letting go of your long career here in Congress and in the Senate. It must be just one nostalgic moment after another.
It is tough. It's a huge change. You're moving away from the rhythms of the job, from the people you see, from the work that you do, from the issues that you're working on. I'm not knowing what's next. A lot of it is conscious, but a lot of it is subconscious. I could just feel it. I remember it's something that Mike Mansfield said. So when you serve to the hilt. You serve thoroughly. You just go for it. But when you leave totally. You just put it behind you and let others take up the baton. Others do the work. That's their job. It's not yours anymore. And your job is to go off and do what else you're going to do, something new and different. And so I'm going through that right now. And this new job, I guess I'm going to have, knock on wood, don't have it yet, will be so fascinating, so challenging, and it's similar to representing Montana in the sense that it's just representing people and so forth. But I'm going to miss home. I will want to come home frequently, but I don't know if this job is going to allow it very frequently. But heck, life is choices. you got to make a choice. And this is the choice that Mel and I are making. We love doing it, knowing there's light at the end of the rainbow. That means afterwards, knock on wood, coming back home.
Senator, thank you so much for the interview, and best of luck in your new job.
Thank you.